BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Kate, I'm 29 and I'm from London. You might not know this, but tomorrow I'm going firewalking. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Kate.
Hi.
Thank you so much for introducing the show today.
Thank you.
So you're going firewalking tomorrow. What happens there, please?
We walk across hot coals, basically.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I should be more nervous than I actually am. But 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit, basically.
Serious?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a stupid thing or an exciting thing, but I think I should be excited.
See, some people just go, like, shopping at the weekend. Do you just walk across hot coals?
Yeah, basically.
I see you roll.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that you could get really badly hurt?
Possibly. Yeah. If you look on YouTube and there's some videos where there are some people that have been hurt by it, but then, yeah, most people haven't been.
See, this makes me doing a dance with Ollie Murs on TV tomorrow night seem a little bit insignificant, doesn't it?
Well, I'll be watching that too, so don't worry. But no, I think
I'm not sure which is going to be worse for you, I mean.
No, well, I'm very excited about tomorrow night for you guys, but I couldn't stand up in front of people and dance, so...
I couldn't walk across hot coals, so there we are.
There you go.
Well, hopefully you will be in a state to be able to watch Let's Dance for Sport Relief tomorrow at BBC One, 7 o'clock.
I'm sure I will, but I'll be sitting there with my feet up watching.
I think it'd be like a cartoon where you'd be sat there with, like, a bucket of water, freezing cold water with steam coming out your feet.
Yes, maybe.
That's what I would like. No, I wouldn't like, but, like, no. Yeah, could happen.
If that is the case, then I'll send you a photo.
Yes, please do. Let us know how you get on, won't you?
I will do, definitely. Thank you so much.
I would suggest to move as quickly as you possibly can. Don't just loiter around on the coals.
All right. Thanks for the advice.
Just a little tip there from me.
Oh, thank you.
Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. So, John Bishop is on the home straight. This is good news. He has nearly completed his week of absolute hell for Sport Relief. So, this is for you, John. Let's have a weekend.
Daily.
Oh, right, apparently I got it wrong about the coals. Several people are on saying the trick is to take your time if you're walking over hot coals because they're hottest at the bottom. So someone says, please retract your advice of going as fast as possible. Okay, well, I stand corrected. Don't, if you're still listening, Kate, don't go over them as quickly as possible. Take your time on them. I didn't realise that so many of you lot do this at the weekend. Just walk over some hot coals. Never knew that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Ollie Murs.
Hi, Scott Mills.
How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. That song's world catchy, isn't it, Emily Sandé?
It's not the worst song, is it?
Next to me.
Oh, nice. I'm impressed that you can hit that.
Actually, that's very high. I'm never going to attempt to do that again.
Yeah. So, tomorrow night, it is Let's Dance for Sport Relief, and me and Merz are on it. We've been rehearsing long and hard. Well, sorry, I've been rehearsing long and hard. And you've been on tour.
I have been, yeah, no.
You've been quite busy, as the name of one of your top hits.
Oh, thanks, man. You've had, you've had about 3 weeks rehearsal time, so
yeah,
I've had a lot of catching up to do today. I've had about, an hour?
Yeah, an hour.
That's about as much as I've got.
So, Scott, you did 3 weeks, and Ollie, you've done what, an hour?
Yeah, I've literally had about an hour and 25 minutes in total in 3 weeks.
Imagine how annoyed I feel.
What, that he's come in and been already better than you?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, as if, Scott, as if.
But you are, though.
I'm really impressed with Scott, though, I've got to say. He's really, like I say, the 3 weeks, the last time I saw him, which was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the progression he's made is amazing. Really,
thanks.
Really good.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about seeing you perform this dance move in the clubs.
Yeah.
When I can just imagine Scott waiting for this one moment to come.
Are you taking it on tour, Scott?
Yeah, it's going to be like the X Factor tour, but only with that song.
And then on ice?
Yes. Yes.
You can take this everywhere now, Scott.
No.
This is it.
I know. I was picking up to the DJ going, can I have LMFAO, please? That's the only one I can do.
I can't reveal which one we're doing yet, of course.
No, we don't want to say that.
People need to watch tomorrow night, because it's going to be fun.
7 o'clock, BBC One, Let's Dance for Sport Relief. It's all for a very good cause, and we are going to be dancing on stage with smoke on our entrance and everything.
And you got to admit, obviously, and people of the LMFAO outfits that they wear are pretty crazy.
Yeah. Becky's got a bit of an issue with your trousers.
I was going to say, surely you're going to have to get looser ones than you normally wear, otherwise there might be an incident.
Do you know what? That is true. If anyone has seen my Sport Relief video online that I did,
yeah.
I was trying to warm up in a pair of chinos and all got revealed in it when I bent over to do a groin stretch and
everything
split open. So,
have lessons been learnt from this?
Yes, lessons have been learned. After about the third or fourth time my trousers split, I've now decided that I must wear trousers that are less tight around the groin area. LMFAO's trousers are very tight, so we've got an issue.
Ollie, you know what I told you I was wearing earlier underneath my jogging bottoms? Don't say it, because I've got a supermarket bag here now, like Angelos, with it in. Hang on. Oh, where is it? I am wearing this tomorrow, Becky, and I want you to think about this.
You are 100% wearing that, because they offered it to me and I said, you know what, I'm fine,
Right, seriously,
what is it?
I think you should reconsider, Merz. Hang on,
here
we are.
That is disgusting!
I know.
That is totally disgusting. Why do you need an enhancer?
Okay, shall I tell you why?
Right, let me
just
describe that.
No, it's not an enhancer.
That is a nude, willy, shaper enhancer piece of underwear.
I'll tell you what it is, Becky.
No wonder Ollie doesn't need it.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's because, I do want to tell you the exact reason why.
Well, thanks, Bex. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is called a dance belt. A lot of dancers wear them. And do you know why? It's not to make anything...
why is it so padded?
...appear bigger than it seems. What it is to... Well, look, you can't have things jangling around at 7 o'clock on BBC One.
That's what they said to me. Women wear sports bras. Guys wear
dance belts.
What we're wearing,
yeah,
a dance belt.
Well, you're not going to wear it.
No, I've said to them I don't need to wear it. I'm all right. I've done a few dance routines before and I've never needed one. So, if you need one, Scott, it's fine.
I quite liked the feel of it.
You quite like the feel. Yeah. And you actually did say that to me when you put it on. You walk around and go, these feels quite comfortable.
Don't go start wearing them every day.
No,
keep them for best.
I think we either both wear them or
Why
not, because
like
you'll be swinging away and I won't.
It's a thong. I don't know.
It is
like
not
it.
A thong.
It's
a dance belt.
I'm just going commando, whatever.
Oh, Merz. Right. Right, listen, I will see you tomorrow.
You will do. And I just want to say for everyone, you know, please watch Sport Relief tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show, not just with us on it, of course. There's going to be amazing people else dancing. And we just need people to vote, because all the votes help in, you know, helping people. So please vote tomorrow night for whatever your favourite is.
I'm so nervous. 7 o'clock, BBC One tomorrow night. All right, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow for our final rehearsal.
Take it easy.
That'll be our second rehearsal. Love you, bye.
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 BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.